Hey everybody, this is Benjamin, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to this 12th edition of my 2017 MIFF Audio Reviews. And for this one, I will be reviewing the experimental art film 24 Frames, and as well as the indie comedy drama Brigsby Bear. So let's get right into it. And first up, of course, is the experimental art film 24 Frames. And the plot summary for this film, which I'm reading off the MIFF program guide, is as follows. Cinema lost one of its great exponents in 2016 with the passing of, and I'm probably going to butcher this filmmaker's name, so forgive me if I get it wrong, Abbas Kiarostami. His films, including Close Up and Taste of Cherry, brilliant works of psychological investigation and self-reflexivity. 24 Frames, a project he spent the last 3 years of his life on, is his final testament, a work that strips cinema down to its barest essentials, image and time. Taking a series of Kiarostami's own photographs as its starting point, 24 Frames uses sophisticated photo manipulation techniques to imagine what might have happened before and after each picture was taken. A lion mounts a lioness, a Bruegel painting comes to life, a young woman falls asleep beside her computer screen, the final scene of a Hollywood romance flickering away. Each tableau is the same length, 4 minutes and 30 seconds, with motifs as birds, especially crows, and snowy landscapes recurring throughout, leading to a transcendent demand for both film and filmmaker. Now, there was two reasons why I was very interested in checking out 24 Frames. The first one being that this was Abbas Kiarostami, and if I did butcher his name, forgive me, being that this was his last film. And also the actual idea behind this film, I just found really interesting. And I kind of wondered, how was this going to work as a film? Because, I mean, this is the type of kind of film that's definitely very art house, and it could easily go either way. It could be really great or turn out really bad. So it was just those two main factors alone that I was very interested in to see 24 Frames. Now, having seen the film itself, I have to say, this is a film I admire more than like, because there's a lot of reasons why that is. Because I think the whole sort of idea behind this film, the fact that the director, using photographs that he took and finding it and showing us from these specific images throughout, like what happened in these specific moments before or after he took those photos, was a very interesting thing. And the techniques that he used to kind of manipulate the photos to kind of show what happened just after those photos were taken was really interesting, because he actually did, like, having, if there's like animals within the photograph, just then all of a sudden they would start moving, and And also, if it's like at a beach, you see that like the waves crash, or if it's on a snowy mountainside, you see the snow fall from the sky. Like, it's really interesting stuff. But at the same time, though, I can see why someone could be frustrated with the film or even hate it, because there were actually a couple instances at the screening I attended where there were a few people who walked out. And I can understand why, because 2 hours, I do feel like this film is way too long, especially with the type of kind of premise that it had, or idea, I should say. And also the fact that since it's pretty much the same, using the same technique on 24 different photos, the film does feel very repetitive as it goes along, and the film can be a big endurance test for anyone that's watching. Because I do know, there were moments even I started to think that this was starting to drag, and I was kind of wishing that the film could hurry up in a lot of ways. But that being said, though, what made me still engaged by the film was the interesting premise, of course, that it went with. And to me, it was just a fascinating film in a lot of ways, because, you know, I had never seen anything like it. And to me, I always respect films that try to do something different, whether it's tell something different through story or does a much more experimental approach in regards to film. And this film definitely belongs in the latter category. And that, to me, is what makes it such a unique film in a lot of ways, and one that definitely, like, it won't be for everyone, because I can definitely see this film being a love it or hate it type of film. But for me, as a film fan, I just found it quite an interesting viewing experience, and I'm glad I did see the film. And but at the same time, though, it's kind of, but I wouldn't say this is the type of film that's going to change my life, because it is a definite experimental piece of work, and one that I think is incredibly interesting, pretty ambitious, man, and it's one that I admire wholeheartedly. But I wouldn't say that I love it, though. That's kind of the big thing there. And it's a film that I don't think I'll probably ever see again. But that being said, though, I am glad that I did get to see it, because it is a really interesting film that definitely showed me something different in terms of cinema. So if I had to give 24 Frames a rating, I give it a solid 3.5 out of 5. I mean, sorry, I give it a solid 3 out of 5. And this is the kind of film that was kind of hard to rate, because how do you rate a film like this? So, I mean, I didn't hate it, I didn't love it, so I figured, but I did admire it a lot, hence the 3-star rating. So, moving right along to the indie comedy drama Brigsby Bear. And the plot summary for this film, again, once I'm reading off the Myth Program Guide, is as follows. All 25-year-old James, Kyle Mooney, knows in this world are his mother and father, Jane Addams and Mark Hamill, the walls of the underground bunker they live in, and the VHS teachings of Brigsby Bear, a folksy talking bear whose catchphrases include "curiosity is an unnatural emotion" and "trust only the familial unit." But when he's unexpectedly cast out of his walled-off idyll, James has to face up to a reality he cannot understand, a biological family he doesn't know, and worst of all, a pop culture universe where his best friend Brigsby Bear never existed. Now, I have to admit, I wasn't sure what to expect from Brigsby Bear. Like, I heard a lot of great things about it out from when it first premiered at Sundance back earlier in the year. But what made me really interested to check it out was this is kind of the very first major starring vehicle for Kyle Mooney, who not only from the TV show Saturday Night Live, not only did he st stars in the lead in this film, he also co-wrote it as well. So I was very interested in that regard and to see like what he could bring to this film, because I have to admit, like I do like him as a performer on Saturday Night Live, but I never considered him one of the big standouts on the show. But having watched this film now, I am absolutely stunned that this film came out of him. And I am not going to lie, I expected I might dig the film, but I didn't expect it to love it as much as I did. I thought this was an absolutely terrific film that works, that is just almost perfect in a lot of ways. To me, it's just a almost perfect comedy drama. Like, there are a couple little issues here and there, but they're very, very minor ones. But what I really loved about it is that it has a great balance between comedy and it is an absolutely hilarious film. And also the dramatic stuff to it also does have an emotional weight to it. Like, it does, but the thing is, though, it has a perfect tone to it, so it never feels like one is, like, I think if you, I would say this is more comedy than comedy of the two, but the dramatic stuff definitely does work, and it never feels out of tone with the comedic stuff. Because, I mean, the film does deal with some really, like, dark subject matter, with the fact that the character of James is a character who, when he was a baby, was kidnapped by this couple, played by James Addams, and also a great Mark Hamill, and his kind of cut off from society, almost in this cult-like atmosphere, and him kind of returning to the world for the first time and getting to know, kind of reestablishing himself again, like, you know, meeting the family that his original family, and as well as kind of trying to find himself in this world. And to me, I love when films kind of tackle themes and subject matter like that, because to me, that always kind of gets to me on an emotional level, and also a thought as well, on a, sorry, on a emotional level. Because from the very beginning to the very end, this is definitely Kyle Mooney's film, and his character of James is such a great protagonist, and we are with him all the way through this film. And what I really like about it is that despite, and I mean, before I go into the rest of the stuff, I should say that he is, as a protagonist, James is such a really optimistic, really caring, and an enjoyable guy that you can't help but get seduced by his enthusiasm, because he's such a likable character, and we are with him every step of the way as he is trying to figure out who he is, what this world is that he's, you know, come to. And also the fact that his beloved childhood character that he is a huge fan of, Briggsby Bear, doesn't exist in this world. And the fact that he decides to kind of do something about it is such a great journey for the character that, like I said, we just can't help but be caught up into the whole emotion of it. And also the fact that this film, despite tackling with some really dark subject matter like kidnapping and stuff like that, and also it's a very uplifting film as well. And it's a story about, you know, trying to find your place in the world, and also it's a film about how filmmaking can also impact our lives and even save us in a lot of ways, because there is a big filmmaking aspect as a part of the film as well. That, of course, being someone who loves film, especially filmmaking, it definitely really caught my attention for sure. But it's just a really well written film. And it's a great script from both Kyle Mooney and his co-writer, and as well as I believe the directorial debut of Dave McCary, and he does a great job with this film. And I love that. It's one of those films that, like, over the last few years, we've had a lot of sort of 80s nostalgia and a lot of 80s throwbacks with a lot of films. But with this film, though, it's done in a way that, for me, it didn't felt like really off-putting and obvious. It just really worked well with the film. And all the kind of the 80 aspects, when you see the kind of the videotapes of the Briggsby Bear show, are so authentic. You would think it was actually from the 80s. And also the supporting cast, which has a great cast like Greg Kinnear, Claire Danes, Matt Walsh, and so many others, are all great in their roles. Fantastic comedy drama that just works on every level. I guess if there was any negative aspects I could think of the film, and I would say they're very minor, is that there were some parts about sort of the motivation of Mark Hamill and Jane Addams's characters on why did they kidnap James. Like, I didn't feel like the movie kind of explored that in a way, but at the same time, though, I feel like the filmmakers deliberately made that a bit more ambiguous, but then again, maybe, I'm not exactly sure, but at the same time, though, it didn't bother me too much, because it's just a terrific film. I absolutely loved it so much. Like I said, this is one of my favorite films from MIFF this year. It made my top five of this year, and when this film comes out, definitely go see it. I think you're going to love it. It's such a really funny, touching, and very uplifting film that just gets you on an emotional level. And definitely check it out, because it's worth it. Believe me, it really is. So if I had to give this film a rating, I'd give it 5 out of 5. It is just... it's just a fantastic film. And I'd hope... And depending on how the rest of the year goes in terms of what else is coming out, I could definitely see this making my top 10 at the end of the year. So yeah, that's the end of this 12th edition of my 2017 MIFF audio reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. And keep a lookout very soon for my 13th edition, in which I review the documentary on how the shower scene from Psycho was made with the film 7852, and as well as Greg McLean's latest film, the James Gunn scripted horror film The Belko Experiment. So keep a lookout for that, and I'll see you guys all then. See you, everyone. Bye.